Go ahead and call this meeting to order and remember to turn on the recorder. And the reason we record is because it's required to be posted online. So the meeting minutes come in the form of a recording and we post those online. I will call this meeting to order and I've checked the roll, the sign-in sheet, and we do have a quorum of members, voting members, so that's good because primarily we're voting on a couple of things today. And this should be a rather short meeting, honestly, and I'll tell you why. The number three on the agenda, the 211 Texas United Way helpline, the lady that was doing that had to cancel suddenly today. And so we are going to reschedule her for the November meeting. And it's what she has is not curriculum. It's really just informational. She just wants the committee to know what 211 is all about. So unfortunately, we will not be hearing about that. So under number two, announcements, Dr. Barganski has asked to come in and make an announcement regarding something that we want to bring before you soon, possibly.
I'm so glad to see all you guys here. This is a wonderful group. This is the first time I've come this year, and so this is looking out at the, I know half of you, and you guys are wonderful. I appreciate you being on this committee. I just wanted to let you know I am looking at a grant from the Department of Health Services. It is not a very big grant, but it's to be used for health, like physical fitness, mental health, something like that. It's only a $10,000 grant, but I'm thinking, hey, every little bit helps here when we have to tighten our budget. And the reason I'm letting you all know, in this grant that I'm looking at, one of the requirements is to have a letter of support from your SHAC committee. And so I wanted to let you know I may be coming and asking for one, I'll share the grant with you if we go that far. But I just wanted to just put that little seed in your mind so you would know that it may be coming next month. It's not due until January. It's not due until January, so we have plenty of time here. And I have to determine where our focus is going to be. Is it going to be physical fitness or is it going to be mental health? So we've got to determine which route we want to go to. And then I will probably, if it's physical fitness, I will be probably talking to the nurses and the coaches to determine what we need at that particular campus. $10,000 isn't very much, so we're going to have to focus in on one campus for that. Or if it's the mental issue, then I may be talking to the counselors and getting feedback from them. So I just wanted to let you know about it, that it may be coming next month, okay, for a letter of support.
Great. Thank you. Next up, and ma'am, it was Nancy. Yes, Nancy's here with the YWCA. We are voting for that today. There were some questions from the SHAC members, so we compiled those, and I'll pass those around. And then also, we have a lesson list here that we're passing around. And if you have any follow-up questions, I'm sure you...
Sure.
Yes. So if we'll pass those around.
Do we need any help, Mr.
Crenshaw? I think we're good.
Okay, thank you.
Give you a moment to look things over.
Okay.
And based on what you have there and the presentation from last time, is there any discussion? Yes, sir.
I have a couple more questions, if that's all right.
Sure.
How are the young ladies chosen for this program?
The school chooses them. Typically, it's a class, like a PE class, and they bring them in. We work with them.
So it's not this one and that one and that one and that one. It's just this group.
Yes, unless the school decides to do that, but we're there to serve all the girls that are in the grade that they at that time.
And I think it's a good opportunity for me to remind the committee, especially new members, that programs used to be opt-out, and now by law programs are opt-in. So if this is approved and Dr. Alvarado decides to do that, we already have an opt-in form. In other words, a parent needs to sign permission for them to be able to see it. In the old days, we would say, well, let us know if you don't want to see it. Now we're required to say the opposite of that. Please let us know if you do want to see it. So it's a parent choice with this program or any other program. Yes, sir.
Are any of the subjects considered health related? No STIDs, no anything like that?
No.
All right.
And you have a list of the lessons there on the topics.
I know, but I haven't had much time to look at them.
I know, you just got it. No, we do not cover those topics.
All right, thank you.
So if there is no further discussion, I could pass around a ballot and we can vote for this program. And those of you who are not voting members, I trust your honor, and just don't take a ballot, okay? So, does anybody have a question on whether you are or are not a voting member? So voting members are Brandon Cunningham, Aaron Stewart, Stephen McClure, Amanda Cutberth, Mance Cutberth, Savannah Bledsoe, Phyllis Cox, Marco Gonzalez, Courtney Parker, Yahara Baker, Andrea Johnson, Jason McKayan, Andrea Holly, Erica Mora, Alan Rickardson, Mary Flores, and that is all. Okay, so let me pass a ballot around. Yes, thank you so much. Okay, these are extra ballots. a total of 10 votes, and by a margin of 8-2, YW Teams passes. So we will take that to a board for a recommendation from this committee. Thank you for being here, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome to stay, or you can go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Forward to working together.
Thank you so much. Now, last time, the next item, if you'll recall, Aspire, the VAIC curriculum from MD Anderson was presented. I did not have any questions come forth since the last meeting, so I'm assuming everybody is familiar with that. MD Anderson is a pretty reputable place. The curriculum is free. I think it was pretty well received last time. So if there's no further discussion regarding that, we'll pass a ballot around for that. We are scarily efficient here. Now, this is the second VAIC curriculum that's come before us. So we do have one other VAIC curriculum, but just as a reminder, our high school principal was presented with this curriculum, and she's very excited about the opportunity to use this curriculum. So it came to us holistically from one of our campuses.
As much as I'm seeing at the high school.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry.
Okay. So if there's no further discussion, we'll give you a minute to vote, and then we'll pick those up. And, you know, I did hear some commentary there, and I just need to really tell you, I'm the disciplinary officer here, too, and we keep up with the numbers of discipline occurrences and so forth. Vaping is an epidemic at this time. Both tobacco and or nicotine and THC.
You know, one of the things was, you know, curious if it could be, you know, I know it was like an interactive thing, but is that something the kids all could be required to have to take, though?
Well,
is it just going to be, you know, like an elective?
Well, we've talked about it some, and, you know, I know we talked about it last time, but, you know, the state made THC vapes, possession of those are required SDGC placement. So definitely, if you're in SDGC for vaping, that's going to be required curriculum, right? And so that will be good. But we also really need to get it into more classes than that as a preventative measure. So I see Miss Medley using it maybe through the advisory classes and such, you know, so that and the next thing that we really need to work on with vape is, you know, we need some help having these kids. We see lots of repeat offenders, and why we see repeat offenders is these kids are addicted to nicotine and THC. I mean, and you're addicted very quickly with these levels of nicotine that are in these. We really need to work and get something before you guys about getting off of the vape, you know, and some help doing that. So
it was unanimous. So it was actually the vote earlier was 9-2.
I'm sorry.
It was 11-0.
I'm sorry.
No, it's
yeah, 9-2 and 11-0.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for keeping me straight. It's a full-time job. So We generally hear from child nutrition and nursing. I had decided to split that up and do child nutrition one time and nursing the next, just because I don't want these meetings to be going into 5:30, 6 o'clock for everybody that's working so hard. But we have a little bit of time. So is there anything from child nutrition that you'd like to share with the group or how things are going?
No, not necessarily. Just... so far, we're still keeping up with the demands of everyone. We are hoping that as we get back from the holidays, as we did last year, we want to start pushing a little more on some of that supper program, because it's very beneficial to the families. So just want to give everyone a little bit of a heads up, just like we did last year. Usually, we tend to start off a little slow as we make sure that things are running smoothly, And then we're hoping to hit a little bit harder as we go through.
Okay.
But so right now, that's all the information we have.
And I do know that nutrition generated some funds last year, and they're being able to use those funds to buy some equipment and things, and that's a really, really great thing. The money that we generate from there is not allowed to go to any other place except back into nutrition, and I think that's good. So just a little...
Yes, we're the only federally funded department here, so we're not state funded, we're federally funded.
I had a question for you. Last year, when we met in April, we talked about students that unfortunately at times have to have their meals taken away from them because they've got...
Or our trash policy, yes, sir?
Yes. Are we at a place right now where we need a donation from an organization because students are currently having their lunches taken?
Well, I think that donations would always be welcome.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we're not out to punish the children for them being in debt in any way, shape, or form. But the numbers have decreased quite a bit this year. With Tommy, we had the conversation, and we are abiding by the $25 charge policy.
Okay.
So a lot of parents have stepped up and have paid most of the amounts owed.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some that are, you know, are outliers that are still above the $25 mark. And I mean, it's not their fault that if there's any way to help them, we would greatly appreciate that. But
yeah.
The numbers are drastically lower than last year.
So you think we could get with Tommy Molina, see where we are?
Yeah,
if anybody's
we can
interested.
Provide you a list of all the students that are past a certain amount, and we'll get with Tommy, and
okay.
We can definitely work something out.
Okay.
I mean, anything that would benefit the children, we are definitely for.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That'd be awesome.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have anything for us?
No, we're just doing vision hearing screenings, mandatory first of the year screenings, getting our own vaccine report generated at the end of the year.
Busy.
These little beavers.
So I'll just kind of lead into remarks, and one thing I would remark about is there's policy updates that come several times a year, and we're waiting for a policy update to come, and there's a lot on that policy update about Narcan, and Narcan is a chemical that's sprayed in the nose that instantly reverses an overdose. Well, currently the policy is rather loose that says only a certain amount of people need to be trained, and that if you're comfortable doing it, you can apply it. And this is going to require many more people in the district to be trained to be able to administer Narcan. So as I get information about that, I'd like to bring that to the committee too, just so you guys are aware. Of that policy. It's funny how the state works. They put out a law before they really put out guidance about how to do it. So the law is on the books, and then they say, but we'll send you guidance out on this update, which is coming next month.
And
but it's already in the books. Sure.
So the assumption for most parents is that, you know, there are nurses on staff at every campus. The gray area is that we have to operate with a doctor's order, so we can't just administer this, even if the state says, well, it's available in here. I don't want there to be false perceptions that the nurses, yes, we know how to administer it, but we can't just blanket. So we have to advise somebody else on campus to be able to do it. So that's why the need to have people trained and ready to go. We have to operate under doctor's
yes.
orders.
As opposed to your principal, who under an old... civil rule called in loco parentis, meaning standing as the parent, as the principal may, you know, treat the child like they were their own child and administer things based on, you know, a nurse's recommendation. So there are ways for that to be done, you know. So same with epinephrine.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions about that? Man, this is a record, okay? I'll entertain any remarks by the committee, anything that you would like to see in the future. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just want to take an opportunity to introduce our new Communities and Schools case manager over there.
Yes.
Alexandra Robbins. And her contract is with the high school, and our high school student at OCC. And she basically works as a social worker. She's a case manager, so she has been doing an amazing job. I just have to say that. And she is working so closely with Coach Steinbrook, or I can't get out of the habit of saying Steinbrook.
I don't think he wants you to.
For our food pantry, it has been extremely difficult because we don't have the extra funds as a school district to support this food pantry. And Camusa Schools, as y'all know, they have a lot of extra funding. They get a lot of extra help, and they can do a lot more than just a school district can. And so she's working very closely with some area churches on getting this food pantry up and running with Coach Steinbrook, and it's just really awesome. And soon we'll have it for our families to be able to utilize, and it's going to be great. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Welcome aboard. Yeah, we've met. So, anyone else have any questions, concerns, comments? Superb. We'll meet again in November. And what I'm personally going to try to do is get the word out to staff, especially principals, that if they need something coming through Shack, November will be the time to do that, right? Because we don't want to have to meet five times in the spring because we're chasing it to get things approved. So I'll put word out to the principals that we're having another Shack in mid-November. If they have anything that they want to come bring to you, we'll do that. And then in the spring, we talk more about the fitness gram and PE and those kind of things. So with that said, if no one has anything, it is 441, and I will adjourn us. And thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care of the books. Okay. No problem. Yeah. I appreciate you. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah.